This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, dear podcast listener. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So I recently read this book called No One Understands You and What to Do About It. It's by this gal named Heidi Grant Halverson, PhD. She's a social psychologist with some hefty responsibilities at the Columbia Business School. Now, any kind of book that begins with "No one understands you" is going to get my attention. But to be honest, because I'm what Sally Hogshead would call a secret weapon, which basically means I have mystique as my primary advantage, I'm not really interested in the what to do about it part of Halverson's book, especially when it comes to being misunderstood. See, I don't want to ruin the riddle by over-communicating. But because, hey, I'm a trooper and I love you and I try to be somewhat of a human being most of the time, I thought I'd give one of her suggestions the old college try. So on page 72, she says, "Allow yourself to be a bit vulnerable is a great way to project warmth. Talk about your struggles and challenges." Now, this might surprise you, but warmth doesn't really come natural to me at all, ever. Self-reliance, aloofness, remote observation, logic, those come natural. So clearly, this warmth thing, I need help in this arena. I don't think I need a psychologist to tell me that, but that's not my obligatory, embarrassing admission to increase my warmth quotient. No. My obligatory, embarrassing admission to increase my warmth quotient is this. When I was a young man, late teens, early 20s, my calf muscles were really, really small. I mean, really small. In fact, I didn't really have calf muscles. There was just a bone there. I had calf bones. So imagine my delight when I discovered, and I think I was flipping through a details magazine, that you could get calf implants. Now, laugh all you want, but I seriously considered getting calf implants. If I just had several $1,000 lying around, the ridicule and embarrassment of having small calves would be over. No one would laugh at me or kick sand in my face at the beach and steal my girlfriend. My life changed, dreams finally coming true. But alas, I didn't get calf implants. In retrospect, I'm glad I didn't get them, because there are supposedly other ways to get calves without buying them. So of course there's a relevant reason I bring up this particular story, to introduce you to yet another way to build trust and credibility online. And that way is simply this: explain the mechanism behind your claim. So here's what that looks like, folks. Let's say you're a fitness trainer that makes the claim that in just 14 minutes a day, customers can add muscle to every inch of their body, including the calves. But notice what is not suggested, that these will be particularly big muscles. The implication is, at the very least, customers can achieve a toned body. I think even I could handle that. But that's still a big claim. But the trainer can bring it into the realm of believability by explaining how, in fact, this can happen. In this case, let's say your fitness program involves a chair. So the value proposition of your fitness program can be summed up like this. A 14-minute chair routine that builds muscle on every inch of your body, including your calves. As a consumer, you now understand the mechanism. Exercise is done with a chair. So let's use our imagination. What kind of exercises can you do with a chair? You could do those things called stair steps, or maybe calf raises, or reverse dips. I don't know if that's a thing. I'm just saying, making stuff up. Notice, too, the trainer used several of the previous tips we talked about in prior episodes to accomplish this. One, the claim is very specific about the amount of time it takes and the equipment necessary. In other words, it's heavy with details. It's precise. 14 minutes every day with a chair is precise. In addition, as part of the live presentation, the trainer could demonstrate with a video. And all of these factors, all of these methods pile up and help sweep aside your consumer's skepticism. Here's another example. Let's say you read a headline that says, "Defeat credit card debt with only a calendar and spreadsheet." So in this case, the calendar and spreadsheet are the mechanisms. One more example. Read 24 books in 24 hours with the world's first speed reading app. What is the mechanism in this case? I'm not going to tell you. You have to tell me. Tweet me the answer and I'll tell you if you're right, and then share it with my audience. So here's the headline again. Read 24 books in 24 hours with the world's first speed reading app. Tell me what the mechanism is in that headline. Also, while we're at it, tweet me one of your embarrassing admissions so we can increase our warmth quotient together. Because, you know, everything is made better when you do it together. Is that a real saying? By the way, you can find out your fascination archetype like I did if you head over to Sally Hogshead's site at howtofascinate.com. That's howtofascinate.com. Give me a shout out on Twitter too. Tell me what kind of fascination archetype you are. We can, you know, like commune or something like that over it. So that's it for today. Until next time, take care.